Blog Talk Radio.
Fuck what you saying, understand that I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. I got the plan. I got the whole world sitting right inside my head. Falling, I ain't playing. Yeah, I ain't playing. Fuck what you saying, understand that I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. I got the plan. I got the whole world sitting right inside my head. Falling, I ain't playing. Falling, I ain't playing. Yeah, now say who winning like me. I'd rather be judged by bills like I won 11 rings. Known as a boss since then, cause I stay with some green. And fed of me when I heard words to peace, no sleeping, no meat. Stayed in the field for some green, but I ain't playing in cleats. No plans for defeat, I climb the road to success with the feet. Don't anger me, can't yank it back once a dog clenches teeth. Limbs, trying to convince yourself that I ain't a beast. Fuck what you saying, understand that I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. I got the plan. I got the whole world sitting right inside my head. Falling, I ain't playing. Yeah, I ain't playing. Fuck what you saying, understand that I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. I got the plan. I got the whole world sitting right inside my head.
I'm out here working and I never get tired. I see they grinding, trying to catch me. Couldn't take off if they try. Nigga, my name implied it. I'm the best, they obliged. These rappers can never deny with all this pressure applied. I be pressing for my time and my luck. We win so much, I post up like I'm Kareem with the touch. And plus my game, it come alive. It's like I'm Mike in the clutch. Give me the shot and it's up. Could give a fuck about who guarding and such. You see, I hit a couple doubles, probably take a third base. My homie shoot like James Harden. Step back right in your face. Never step out of place. You can't just jog at this pace. Don't get lapped, trying to compete. No winning, this ain't a race.
Fuck what you saying, understand that I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. I got the plan. I got the whole world sitting right inside my head. Falling, I ain't playing. Yeah, I ain't playing. What you saying, understand that I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. I got the plan. I got the whole world sitting right inside my head. Falling, I ain't playing. Falling, I ain't playing.
What's up, what's up, what's up, it's your girl. I am Genesis on Poetic High, and
it's your favorite host of the Buttered Toast Radio, Rel. That track right there is from my boy 100 called I'm the Man. Check out his new single on iTunes. Well, it's not even iTunes no more. It's Apple Music. Whatever. Apple Music, iTunes, all that stuff, all the major platforms.
All those great things.
Okay. It ain't even iTunes no more. It's Apple Music.
That's crazy. Well, what's so special about the change?
I don't know. I don't even remember when it changed, to be honest.
Oh, well, I don't think they really care as long as people are using their platform.
Pretty much. Apple took over the damn platform.
I haven't been on here in a while. So, I mean, I got a lot of stuff going on. We got the Puffin Poetry happening October 30th from 7:30 to 10:30. We're going to have comedians there. Of course, it's going to be smoker-friendly, guys. So if you guys are into smoking, you definitely guys got to be in the building for that location. Wow. How many you think there's going to be a lot of people that come? Oh, we got the VIP puff packages, too. Those are $20. If you're interested in the VIP puff packet, please go on my site, 3YE_Genesis on Instagram and Genesis Silverman on Facebook. But it's happening October 30th. So if you are a smoker, let me know. So it's going to be 6020 Calumet Avenue, Hellman, Indiana. from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m., and we're going to have Bash the Songstress, me, of course, as the host, Vic Panda, who's at Laugh Factory, and, of course, Prolific, who's our featured poet, who's going to be in the building as well. So please, please,
that's
please.
My homie.
Get your, get your tickets and, you know, come check us out. Check us out. This is my first live show for Poetic High, so come on
definitely
out and support
out,
the
I'm going to miss the first one. Actually, you know what? You know what? You know what? I don't think I'll have – no, never mind. I will have my kids. Never mind. I was about to say, I don't think I have my kids, so maybe I can pop out, but no, I got my kids because it's Halloween the next day. But definitely pop out, y'all. I'm going to miss the first one. But the second, November 13th, she asked me to come host with her, so I'm going to come host, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
definitely, definitely have a lot of people out.
It's definitely the first one, y'all, going to be lit. Which is going to make the 13th even more lit, especially because I'm going to bless y'all with my presence. So it's definitely going down November 13th when I step in the building. I'm going to have – I'm trying to get my little brother to go ahead and perform for the first time. A lot of y'all hear his song on here on the show a lot. You now get to put the face to the name to the music to the face to the music. That's how you say it, right? Something like that.
The face of the movie. You said it right.
Yeah. You know, I'll be tweaking the back.
Well, it is Poetic High, so you can pull out the blunt tonight. Pull out the blunt.
Look at
so guys,
I don't want no weed.
I want
no weed.
You don't want no weed. Why not?
No. So Sunday I went to an event called High Taste Bud, something like that. Both my cousins hosted it. She was selling infused dinners, entire dinners. Again, entire dinners where everything is infused. Now, my cousin has been cooking for 20, 30-something years. She could throw down, right? So she made potato wedges. She made pasta salad. She made egg rolls. She made honey barbecue chicken and chicken tenders. And all of it was infused. There was cookies that was infused in the lemonade. I ate all of it. And when I say I was so damn high, I was high from 2:30 to 5 the next day eating the damn dinner. I don't know about edibles no more, y'all. That shit, I was just too damn high. That was too high.
Well,
to be high for a day and a half.
There's nothing wrong with being high. There's nothing wrong with it. But we're also going to have some 420 vendors there as well. So you guys, buy the tickets. I have the Eventbrite on my page.
420.
So you guys can come and do that.
To buy weed?
We're going to have 420 vendors. We're going to have weed brownies in there. We're going to have 420 vendors in there as well, selling weed, Centrus, which is the liquid marijuana. So you can come in there and get all those things and hear the show as well. So it's going to be a lot of shit going on there as well. It's smoker friendly. So, yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all now, get y'all some weed butter. You can make any and everything with that butter. I was blessed to have some a couple weeks ago. My homie gave me some.
Where you get the weed
butter?
They make their own weed butter?
Somebody made it and gave it to him. It's easy to make. It takes a while. It does take a while to make. But
what's
it's
a
easy
while?
To make and do it yourself. So pretty much you're going to take the weed, boil the weed, get all the excess shit up out of there, let it cure for, I think, a day or two, something like that. And then you mix it in with the butter, melt the butter and all that, you know, infuse it together, you know, figure out the ratio of how high you want the shit to be. So, like, two-day process, maybe, two-and-a-half-day process.
Oh, wow.
If you do it right, like, two-and-a-half to 2 days, two-and-a-half-day process.
Well, that sounds like a plan.
But, I had some, and I made, I think, chicken and rice, and, man, shit.
And I also want to put out there that one of our good friends who usually calls into the show, Lopez, is really grieving right now. She recently lost her husband in a fatal car accident, and I just ask you guys to be with her in spirit and send positive energy her way and, you know, guide her. And if any, she needs any help with anything, you know, contact her on Lonnie Lopez, her Facebook, as well as I wish they had like a GoFundMe, but they don't. Just send out positive affirmations for her because she really needs it in this time right now.
Yes, major condolences to her and her family. Major prayers on behalf of us and those who all know her.
Yes. Okay, so with that being said, we do have a caller, a poet, that is calling in, one of my good friends from Hawaii. We met in the poetry community, and he is supposed to be calling in today, and here he is. I believe this is him, so don't quote me on that. Hello, hello, hello. Is this the poet?
Yes, yes, yes. This is Anissa the poet. How are you doing, Queen?
Hi, how you doing? How you been? It's been such a long time.
How you
time.
Going? Welcome
it
to the show.
It has been so long. I'm so happy to hear about, like, everything happening in my life. I've been following on Instagram, and I'm like, oh, the family is growing. The family is beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. So how you been lately? What you been up to? Let's give, you know, the people something that you've been. By the way, I met him in Hawaii at a poetry slam. I think it was Hawaiian Brian's, or which one was it at?
It was Hawaiian Brian's. I think it was the Dragon Upstairs.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's one of them. We went to a lot of different, it's a lot of different poetry places to go out there, but I don't think they open anymore after the pandemic, but I know I met him and a couple other people. So what have you been up to lately? Are you still doing poetry? Are you?
Yes. So, no, I've joined the Poetry Collective. It's kind of like a group of poets out here in the DMV, and it's just like almost kind of like high society was in Hawaii. So it's just like a group of poets just coming together to build tours or set stages where people can get paid for their poetry. And so the idea is just to bring poetry into the business scape as well. So making sure that poets actually have the information and resources to, you know, set themselves up as actual artists who are in the industry and actually getting paid for their artwork and going through life as a poet, but as much as well, like, you know, in the business sector of life. So it's a duality that I'm enjoying because at the same time I'm doing my master's at George Washington University. So I'm trying to finish up my like degree this December. So there's a whole bit of juggling happening back and forth. There's time for the poetry, because like there's, you know, there's a poetic expression.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. No, I'm very blessed. I really feel there's a whole lot like of things working around. So, but it's always nice getting to, you know, come and find people that I can actually express the poetry with and like enjoy listening as well, because then I can actually see the world and like what we're doing all this for. So it has a beautiful resonance when you can see the creative within like the world around you as well.
Well, welcome to Poetic High on OG Radio. Well, on our Thursdays, we usually have, when you come in to spit some poetry, we want to have a backstory on the poem that you wrote. So if you mind, would you tell us what made you write this piece that you will share with us tonight? Or how many pieces are you sharing with us tonight is the first question.
I will share 3 with you today.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
sounds good.
I think. I'll see. But this will, as we go along, we shall see. But I think 3 is a good number in mind. So this first one is kind of just like my introduction, I guess, into my roots. So I'm from Zimbabwe, and I grew up there, I think, for like a good 13 years. And so being able to grow up in the culture I got from there, even though we started moving around after that, that roots is still kind of like where I'm at and like where I grew up from. And so kind of acknowledging those roots of my heritage in the African diaspora, having lived in Swaziland for the other kind of 15 years and then here for college, you know, moving around, the idea of home, these are the things I was kind of like thinking about and trying to decide, how do you decide what is home and what are your roots and what does that mean being here in the present where we are?
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready, shoot for it.
Got you. Okay. I am a Zimbabwean in America. I've learned to wear my otherness like clothes. I am a Zimbabwean in America. I've learned to wear my otherness like skin. I wear my skin like black. I wear my black like history. I wear my history like identity. So when you see me walk, understand how long it took to get here. College step a generation, each footfall a foundation. Each planted step plants a tree that my great-great-grandcats move back to. I am their roots. I will anchor them to this earth. Make sure they are never stolen again. See, these roots will be strong enough to allow them to reach the sky. Have arms that are long enough to catch them on the days they need not look over their shoulders to survive. Breathe. And I will trade you oxygen for the oppression you inhale all around you. Breathe. I will protect you from all their heats when their hatred threatens to burn you. Breathe. And I will promise you this. Carve your name onto the bark of this family tree, and our skin will remind you that we will always grow together. We do not bury our kin here. We give each other life, no matter how hard the winds came. We hold each other up like fingers intertwined underground. This land will always hold you like a mother. Like a continent, like Africa hasn't always been maternal, so when they uprooted you and planted their own seeds and drained your resources like the invasive species they are, they lied. They claimed you could only flourish in the place that you came from, but they never heard your mother voice calling across oceans, telling you that wherever there is sunlight, you will always be fruitful. This melanin is symbolic that your bark can never burn. No matter how much hell they put you through, your bark can never burn. See, because you are a Zimbabwean in America, remember to wear your otherness like skin. Wear your skin like black. Wear your black like history. Wear your history like identity. And understand that whenever and wherever you may walk, and an entire forest echoes in peace.
Okay.
Maybe the first one. So we've been writing,
okay.
I've been trying to like get more into the more real like poetry, like usually I usually write with a theme in mind, but it's like kind of more introspective pieces, and so trying to like use those as ways to actually like dive into like the expressional part.
Okay, well, I like it. I mean, I think it's a beautiful thing that you had the opportunity to be around your culture, because I know in a lot of African American households that was kind of taken, so a lot of people don't have access, or African-Americans don't have access to that. So it's a blessing that you've actually had the opportunity to get to know your culture. So
yeah.
I think
exactly.
Hands off
so,
of that. That's
yeah.
a beautiful thing.
Thank you. So make sure those flowers are given to those moments as well with it.
Yes, exactly. I think that's... good. So are you staying in the DMV area? For how much longer are you going to be there? Are you still doing a lot of traveling?
So right now, if I finish my master's by December, I'll have to see where I'm going after that. So I'm currently in D.C. with my brother. So we're staying here until at least December. And then after that is trying to decide where I would find work, either maybe Boston, or either the far thought, but it might be there is an option. But majority might be D.C. most probably, or Boston. So, you know, we got a lot of juggles going along with it.
Okay. Have you ever thought about going back to Hawaii?
I have, and I think I would really love it. But I think that one takes, like, the planning, because I remember just, like, the housing itself, the cost was always through the roof, and I can only imagine now, especially with all the tourism and things, it was like, with, yeah, so I can imagine how that difficult would be to try to move all the way to Hawaii in a time, like, with a pandemic.
Yeah, it is different now compared to what it has been. I definitely miss it. I do miss it. Okay. So that sounds really good. I want to go back to Hawaii. I'm not going to lie. I'm probably going to go visit, but not anytime soon. But I do miss it. So I understand.
No, do go. I liked the energies you always had when you were there as well. There was always a peace around you whilst you were in Hawaii.
I would like to say that it continues to remain with me, but I do need some good energy. So Hawaii definitely gave me that. I need that again. But right now I'm holding on to what I got. So hopefully it'll last me until next time I visit. What is your second piece that you want to share with us tonight?
So the second piece is one that I've recently been working on. So just trying to get into more of this idea of meditation is what I've kind of been, like, getting introspective more often than not, especially now with us all being kind of, like, stuck inside and just really, like, think about what it means, like, being in the society together and all of this. So just trying to be present within the moment. So this piece kind of came out of that thought process of just being able to understand yourself, almost like have that conversation with the self. I call it clouds, but it's still quite fresh and new. Yeah.
Oh, you smoke? Do you smoke? Because the sound of cloud sounds like smoking.
No, you know, yes. It is a little connected to smoke, but, you know, it takes that kind of, like, element of, like, meta-analysis a little bit. So I like that that process got there with the title. That good sends a good sense message.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. I stare at cloud shapes in the sunset. I like the way they float. Silent wings made of dreams that keep the sky afloat. Purple brush strokes on orange backdrops. The setting sun like a painter's final bloop. Nostalgic crimson clouds color the contours of a sky that calmly blushes in a way that I think is kinda cute. Though it's not really my place to judge a sky based on how colorful it is, but it was my mind's conception of beauty that fessed off the toxins of surely trying to live up to the standards of the world's insecurities. Stupidly, I still sometimes fall for them. The way they can monopolize what I think about, because what I think about is what I buy with my time, my money, with the truth I choose to abide. That's an aside. I'm still just staring at clouds. The one I'm seeing right now is kind of shaped like a spine. Reminds me the world be just a book, a collection of my breaths becoming parts of its pages. I wonder what kind of genre I would be. Fantasy, maybe. I wonder what stories the stars have told my ancestors about me. Fallacies, probably, but famously, notably, was when I refused to let my words die and spoke for the first time in poems, I mean. It was like figuring out what my love language was while in community with God, I mean. I am a gentle soul. I feel things deeply. I fear the impact my words can have to the souls of those around me. I stutter when I speak my mind. The last time that I prophesied, I propped up sides of my poetry, spoke my heart's truth to a woman who barely knew me. described to her things I had even begun to say to myself, like, sometimes it's hard for me to feel like I belong anywhere. I'd be a social butterfly, but my chrysalis was self-criticism. I never believed I was enough. I asked people who could barely see me to describe me and called it love. When I finally allowed her embrace to fully fold me, she was comfortably sitting behind me, my shoulders relaxed like two mountains that no longer had to hold up the horizon. My ribcage released imprisoned tearful breaths. I started crying. Yes. It was involuntary. No, it wasn't ridiculed. Instead, she held me tighter, taught me the softness that comes with this tiara. This time, my heart be the damsel in distress. She's my knight that breaks the dawn and puts the sun in its place, told me this space between us will always be a soft landing. That life can be terribly gray, but we will always share shades of understanding like clouds. See how they dance in stillness, make symphonies of silence, make moments seem timeless. Affirms you are alive, are loved, and are allowed to reset. So yes, I still sometimes get lost, staring at cloud shapes in the soft embrace of sunset. And
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm so
glad. What do you... Wait, go ahead.
Also, I'm so glad. I was saying thank you so much.
Anytime.
No problem.
Here for the poets. That's what we're here for people to come and speak their truth on our platform and also share, you know, their art with us without no judgment. It's no judgment zone here. We want to get people's voices out there and, you know, help out the community, especially with poets and musicians and artists and locals, non-mainstream is our whole journey, is what we're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so glad because, like, poets as a community, this is, like, us coming together and knowing you as, like, a poet as well, having seen you and heard your voice as well. I think it all connects beautifully that as we hold each other up, you know, there is going to be that uplifting within the community as communally together. So doing something like this, offering these spaces, offering these stages, it does that work in growing the community together.
Okay.
Well,
I appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. Rael, did you get my...
Huh?
On air? Did you get the 10 minutes?
Did I get it? Yeah, I got it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
okay.
A minute and a half left.
Okay. Well, can you do that? I don't know how to do it.
All right, increase it? Yeah, I got you, yeah.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Okay, so
no
with your poetry, do you plan on making this a career besides your master's degree, or this is going to remain as a hobby?
I think I definitely, the goal is to find a way to get the poetry to mix with the master's degree with, like, organizational leadership. So I think that would translate more into, like, motivational speaking or consulting in that kind of sense. So if you remember Sekou Anderson in Hawaii at that time,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're there while he was around. He's the poetic voice speaker, so he kind of goes in, like, the Fortune 500s, and he has these conversations about human development with these, like, CEOs and things. So trying to change business from within and just really trying to, like, push the culture of just, like, being more human-minded rather than focusing on, like, the technology and the tool becoming the thing that controls. So it's really just trying to put the human back, human focus back into business. So that's kind of like the dreams, but like trying to manifest to that to get to that point. But I'm not sure how to get there yet, but I'm making sure the poetry stays kind of like in progress along with the masters. So the Poetry Collective is definitely helping with that, getting to see the business side of actually doing poetry as a industry in that sense.
Okay. And I do have a question that I usually ask most poets or get into this. I usually want like a gem from you, and a gem, when I say gem, like some great advice that you would give to a younger person or to your younger self, maybe 10 years younger. What would you tell yourself differently, like some wise advice that you can drop on the show right now to give everybody hope for whatever their dream is? What would you say to that young person or to your young self?
I think, like, not to worry about the process. I think there's this fear I always held as a writer that, have I written the best I ever could? Or have I really done the most I could, because I really love this piece? Because I think as a writer as a creative, you really do pour yourself out into every piece that you're doing. In one way or the other, you're pouring parts of you. And you really fall in love with those pieces in the sense of, like, you know that those are you. And, you know,
right.
it expresses your and so there's a fear that comes out of, like, creating something so great to your own self that you worry, is this the best that I can actually do? But you always surprise yourself. And I think that's what I tell myself, like, don't worry. There's always going to be moments you surprise yourself. Because going to Hawaii, the experiences that I had there, getting to meet you and getting to really, like, be the person I was when I was on Oahu, that presence that I felt there, it was unexpected. It was in a way that I was just like, I could not believe my poetry could take me there at any regard, but the only reason I was there was because I'd kept up with being a poet. And so the idea of poetry being something that is not just for you and your notebook, if you don't want it to be, there are opportunities to really express that part of you, to really live out loud and proud in that sense with your own poetry, in its own way, being free. So there's a freedom part of it that I think, like, I would tell my younger self, I will definitely find later on.
Okay.
So just
be some jams you dropped.
I like that advice.
But it's been this. I hadn't even chosen which pieces I was going to do. When I said three, I had known that, like, this last one was going to fit exactly with this topic in a sense. I've been thinking definitely
well,
a lot of, like, just like our present. I've been thinking a lot just about how, as individuals, like, what are the narratives that we've been told? What are the things that really guide us and how we behave? And what are the actual, like, things we need instead? So as a man, what are the things that I've been told that, like, are taboo? And so this piece is called Black Men Cry, because I definitely wanted to tackle this idea of what does it mean to actually shed tears and still be seen as this individual who must stay always at their strongest because society demands it and has been from way back. And so that idea of what does softness look like, but what do we look like if we're really allowing ourselves to not perpetuate this to our future generations, and actually build up men to be, you know, the knights in shining armor. We know them. They could be in that sense of just, like, being proud of being who they are and just being, like, secure in their being.
Okay.
Cool.
Go ahead.
All right.
This is a public service announcement. Please reserve your shock until the end, but please pay attention when I tell you that Black Men Cry. I know you don't want to believe me, but see, it's true. Let me tell you, on the day I get to see my wife in a wedding dress, looking like she just staged the biggest heist known to mankind, walking with a stolen Himalayan mountaintops cascading right from her side, I will weep. I will weep like a mountain climber who can finally see all that's ahead of him for miles and miles, and I will smile. I will smile when I hand her every single teardrop, as if each one holds the promise to every single vow that I would sooner find a way
to turn back time than I would in ever turning her heart from mine, too. I know I will cry as a witness to the birth of my very first child. Mwari Anotida Michael Makufa, when you arrive, my tears will be the first thing that you will ever see of me. These fully condensed particles of concentrated love, joy, and pure wonder just ungracefully tumbling down the hilltops of my cheekbones. Boy, you don't know what this means yet, but your dad is a waterbender. So when this steady stream meets yours, sharing secrets of ancestral lives passed before you, may this moment be the first time that I show you that you never have to fear the ocean that resides within you or the waves that crash at the shores of your eyelids. I promise I'll show you the ways I've learned to float on salt water. 3. On the days I manifest my affirmation that I am present, I love being, that I no longer have to justify my existence in every space that I am in. No need to prove this black skin is as precious as the content within, as my body grapples with this concept of a breath that I don't have to fight for, don't have to be strong for, don't have to look over my shoulder in case it's something someone wants to contend for. So hallelujah to these tears. May they be gemstones gleaming on my crown, such that on the day I finally meet God among the clouds, trying to say all my last goodbyes before leaving this physical world, it will rain, a gentle rain, one with all the warmth my love could ever spare. May it wash over you and remind you of all the tears as a man you have allowed me in this space to share. And that's the end piece.
Oh, that was so sweet.
That was so dope, man. That was easy.
I know. So you talk about you want to cry when you see your wife. Is that a real thing? Is that a real thing?
So real.
You do that too. I've seen that before, but why? I want to know why, because real, you know, he don't understand. He not even. I
do understand. I was married before. I do understand.
Did you cry?
I did.
I wouldn't even believe that. He paused.
No,
too long.
It's like, I think for most men, in that moment, you quickly realize of everything that you and that person went through, the good times, the bad times, everything that led up to that one point. Right before you say I do, when you see him walking down the aisle, and you just be like, damn, like, it's about to happen. It's really the rest of our life is about to happen.
Is that what it means? Let me hear from him.
Yes.
Is that what that means?
I'm like.
Yeah, exactly. I think that feeling of, I believe in the idea of these connected souls, and just like you've known this person. If like when you say I love you in eternity, you know, eternity goes forward as much as backwards. So if you're really truly feeling that, like, I've loved you since eternity, it's like even before we knew each other, I loved you at the same level. It's eternity all around back. And so the fact that we're seeing this person, and it's kind of like right where that little, if you're drawing the eternity sign, that's kind of like the pinpoint of everything, because it's centered around this person. And so getting to see that moment, see that wedding again, but feel it for the first time and falling in love, just like seeing this person come towards you and like, this is it. I am in love. This is where I'm going to be. You know, it's just, I imagine tears would be the only apt response in that moment.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'd be wondering.
Exactly.
I'm thinking about, you know, people be showing out for cameras doing extra stuff. I didn't think that was like a real thing. Guys were.
No,
they don't know how to be emotional.
Care about the cameras at a wedding. I don't think men pretty much care about who's filming or whatever pictures at that moment of them seeing their soon to be wife you know, in that moment. Like, I didn't give a damn about no camera. I'm pretty sure, you know, when we get married in a couple, about a year damn near now, I'm not going to care about no camera being around because all I'm going to see is her. I'm not even going to pay attention to nothing else. So I'm highly sure once her music gets to playing and she walks down that aisle, all I'm going to see is her. That's it. Nothing else, nobody else.
You know, that sounds sweet and all, but I ain't. I don't know. That's just.
I think it just depends on how deep the connection is. If it's very deep,
yeah,
that man is going to shed some tears.
Well, I hope to have that feeling one day, or to experience that moment in physical form. I would really like to know what that feels like. If that makes sense.
Yes.
Well, that's a beautiful
does.
Piece. Thank you for sharing that with us. Would like to let everybody know where they can find you, like to find your pieces and, you know, your Instagram, your Facebook,
yes,
or YouTube if you have one.
Yes. So on YouTube, it should be Anesu the Poet. So ANESU, the poet. So that should be anywhere on YouTube. The videos are there, but mostly on Instagram, it's the same as the YouTube, but it's just Anesu _ the poet. So that's again ANESU _ the poet. And that's pretty much where I'm at. But like as well with the Poetry Collective, that's the Poetry Collective. All the E's are threes. If you follow them, that's where I'm usually doing a lot of my poetry now. While we're doing like poetry tours around the DMV area, if you're around there, so we go around. I think Philly next if we're going to try to do a tour. So just the Poetry Collective as one word. All the E's are threes. Those are the two major places for my work so far.
Okay, congratulations. I did have one question before we end the show, though. Did you ever see me perform in Hawaii?
Yes, I did. I have a video of you, I'm sure.
Oh, you videotaped me. I want to see that. I haven't seen all the videos. I know some people have some videos. Which poem was it?
Hey, I'll definitely. I'll check because I know it was. I think it was a time when I was about to leave, so I was really like everybody was there. Like it was like that final time.
Okay. Well, I definitely want to see that so I can post it. But I be thinking, like, people ain't seen me. And they be like, yeah, I heard. And I'm like, I wasn't on stage as much as you guys were. But I was definitely a big fan. And I know you won a couple competitions out in Hawaii a couple different times. It was like you were, you know, number one. One of the top poets there. Now I think it's B from Baltimore who's top. But he was just getting there when I had left. I was about to leave.
Yeah, and I was leaving around the same time. Like, but definitely leave for a little bit there. There was the poetry season. It was really nice because I was only there for I think one semester, but I got to come back for the slam final later on in April. So at least I got to see everybody one last time. Then I think that's when I saw you around. Then if you were still around April.
Yes, if you got the video, please send it because it can go great with featuring Zoetic Island.
Yeah.
If you ever come to Chicago, which I hope that you do, I would love for you to come visit the island when it's up and running and perform there if you would like.
That would be wonderful. Yes, I definitely will. I was there, I think, a month ago in Chicago. If I'd known, I would have definitely like linked up. But no, definitely next time I'm in Chicago, I will make the connect.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Poetic High. We really appreciate you. And we're going to have like a, we also have like a podcast that we take all the shows in the UP in a group with a bunch of different male poets. It's going to be like male versus female battle poetry. And it's, we'll post that later. And I'll actually send you the link for that so you can check it out too. So everybody will be on
it.
Come on, Poetikai.
That will be so wonderful. Thank you so much for that. That is great.
Thank you for coming on. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This has been wonderful. Thank you.
No problem. Anytime you want to come back on, just hit up Genesis and we'll bring you back on.
Wonderful. No, thank you. Definitely, I'll definitely come back. This has been wonderful.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, have a good night.
Right there. Definitely have a good night, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
No problem. So everybody who tuned in, that concludes our poetry show. Technically, we were supposed to be off this week, but it's okay. Season 10 kicks off next Monday. I'll be kicking things off for season 10. It's been great. Well, we've been at this, what, damn near 2 years?
Two years now? Yeah.
We came a long way. I got some exciting new music from my boy King Breach that I will play as my intro next Monday. So for those who tuned in with King Breach and the whole Blue Dove Entertainment, SS Sheen, the whole family, definitely tune in this Monday, kicking it things off. So you'll catch me Mondays and Tuesdays and every other Thursdays along with Genesis and Dean. You'll catch AK on Fridays. I highly doubt he's on tomorrow because, again, we ended the show last week. But next week he'll be back at it. And tune in definitely always to the show he has with Kendall Gill, fellow Chicago Bull, former Chicago Bull Kendall Gill. I was supposed to drop a mixtape on Halloween, but it's being pushed back, so I might try and do it on Thanksgiving, which is also happens to be my anniversary. So I'm going to dedicate one track to my fiance. So most definitely stay in tune with that. Yeah, oh my God. Definitely stay in tune with that, y'all. That's it for me. You guys, follow my Instagram, HarrellRail1290, and my Facebook, Terrell Radio Rail Redmond. You got anything, Genesis?
You currently don't have a Facebook. Yes.
Whatever.
So Zoetic, Poetic High has its first live show on the 30th of October. Again, it's going to be 6020, North Hellman, Indiana. And it's going to be from 7:30 to 10:30. If you guys want to buy tickets to Eventbrite is on Genesis Silverman on Facebook and 3YEM_Genesis on Instagram. So you guys go buy your tickets. We'll have puff packages. It's going to be smoker friendly. We'll have comedians, poets there, good music, 420 vendors. You know, it's going to be a good time. Also, go on my page to donate for Zoetic Island. If you guys want to see the island get built, follow my Patreon. I also have that, like me going over to the island with contractors and doing a lot of that work, talking to the aldermen. There's been a lot going on. And please, happy anniversary to me and Thunderstorms Were Meant to Be My Friend. Radio Rail was like the first person to buy my book a year ago on the 19th. So it's an anniversary. It's a 40% off sale right now. Everything on, well, actually a couple of things, not everything, but a couple of things on I Am Genesis, My Poetry on Shopify. So that's also on my page. So go shop holidays and things like that. So go check it out. I appreciate you, everybody that supports us and continues to support us and sees our dreams are coming true. And it's been almost two years strong between me and Radio Rail. And I have had some great experiences, and we just keep pushing. And I can just see our future is going to be bright and prosperous. So just keep supporting us, and we're going to keep coming on doing what we naturally do.
Facts. So we will see y'all next. You be doing a show next week?
So next week, Thursday, what's the date? Probably not, because I got to get ready for Poetic High Puffs and Poetry.
Okay.
And that's going to be Saturday. So, no, we will resume the week after the 28th.
So, in 2 weeks, we'll see y'all resume with poetry. But y'all can then catch me this Monday, next Monday and Tuesday, 9 to 10. And AK next Friday from 9 to 10:30. So definitely
and
tune
next
in with us
Saturday at the live event at Puffin Poetry for
yes,
poetry. If you guys want to do some poetry, but it'll be live, and I think I'm going to do like a live on my Facebook page or Instagram. I haven't decided yet, or have somebody come with the camera or something to so y'all can see it. We'll talk about that offline.
So,
but you guys have a good evening.
So, yeah, everybody have a good night, and we are out. Good night.
Peace.